most people just did not even know that it was there. Like, I literally just stumbled on it by accident. I started bringing it up to like my current clients, and then also started offering it as a new thing to like new prospective clients. And it literally was like that transition from like current clients were like asking like, hey, do you also do this thing?
I spent the last 17 years building my 8-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast.
Hi, Eric Beer here. Welcome to Performance Marketer Podcast. I am here today with America's number one most highly sought after chatbot expert, Nico Moreno. Nico Moreno is a chatbot expert, certified hypnosis, triathlon star who loves to use the keto diet. Welcome, Nico. How you doing?
Hey, Eric, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me here. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time. So let's dive in here. Let's learn a little bit about you. So tell us a little bit about you. Like, you started out in corporate America and you were working your 9-to-5 in Silicon Valley after you graduated USC. What happened?
Yeah, so I graduated from USC in 2013, University of Southern California. I got my first job. It was actually like the first day of senior year finals, like the very, very end of the year, I got a job offer. I was like, finally. So I was lucky. Yeah. And I ended up moving up. Yeah. Ended up moving up to Silicon Valley, like the San Francisco Bay Area. And I worked at a tech company there for about a year. And at first, I mean, it was like kind of like a fancy like technology, like it was for a software company, and I was like all excited, and I was like everyone was all proud of me, my family. But I very quickly realized, I remember it was not even Friday, it was Thursday night after like my first week there, I picked up the phone and I called my mom and I was like, I can't do this. Like, this is not for me. So I pretty quickly realized that, yeah, corporate life, corporate America, working at a 9-to-5 job was just not the path that was meant for me. But I ended up sticking it out for like, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people can relate, but.
Sure. How old were you? How many years did you do that for?
So I worked at that company for like about 1 year. And then I worked at two more like pretty similar companies, like for about a year, maybe a year and a half after that.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's funny. Prior to me getting into being on my own, I had so many different jobs. And I think the reason why you jumped around to three jobs in less than 3 years, and same with me, I can never really keep a job, was that entrepreneurial spirit of that it just wasn't right. You didn't know what was right. You just knew what wasn't right. Yeah, and that's exactly. You know, that's kind of the journey for every entrepreneur. And sometimes you're lucky enough to be 23 when you realize that. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but yeah. So then what happened, right? Where you started out as copywriting, that was your love.
Yeah. So how it kind of, it was a very like kind of step-by-step transition. So my very last job, well, actually I think it was the second job out of the three. I started just like searching ways. I started to have this realization that I was not meant to work at a job. Like, I didn't want to work at a regular job. So I started to literally type into Google, like, how to make money online. And I was just like, okay, there's got to be a way out. Like, I know that there's other people doing it out there. So I just started to do some research. And while I was working at my third job, third and final job, I started selling eBooks on Amazon Kindle. That was kind of like, I bought this course. It was like $47 course, and it taught you how to like sell like digital eBooks on Amazon Kindle. And I was like, okay. So I did it, started making a little bit of money. And I think the reason that I gravitated towards that was because I enjoyed writing. And so I transitioned into kind of doing that, started to make like a couple hundred dollars a month, not a lot, but enough to make me realize that it was possible to make money online. And so I kind of did that. I, I really had had it with that last job. And so I kind of just took a leap of faith. I was like, if I'm able to make a little bit of money online, and I also had some savings saved up, I knew that I would be able to figure it out eventually to where I could make a real living. So I kind of just jumped. I moved to Japan at that time as well. And I did some volunteer work on a Japanese lettuce and bok choy farm.
So, that's great.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. Like, unforgettable.
You went by yourself?
Yeah, went by myself.
Wow. See, with nowhere to live, no idea what you were going to do. You just...
Yeah, gosh. It literally was like one of those, one of those moments where you're just like, wow, going to find myself, right?
It's awesome. That's liberating, you know? Like, it's, you know, I would imagine it internally builds up some confidence that you can be dropped anywhere in the world and you'll figure it out, right? That's part of like when you're being an entrepreneur and trying to figure out how to succeed in business. You like to think that when you're successful, if you had to start over, you could just, someone can drop you anywhere and you can just go through the same framework of what you've currently did and find the same success over time. You just got to work hard. I mean, there's no real trick to the game other than that, but that's cool. So how did you get into chatbot? How are you building businesses for people that are doing 7-8 figures, teaching them on how to manage their chatbots? How did you become this huge expert?
Yeah, so it really happened kind of organically. So and what I mean by that was, so I started off like just as a copywriter. And as I was getting more into kind of like working with digital marketing clients, I noticed a lot of them would say, well, I don't really need, or I want the copy, but I also need like a funnel built. And I was like, huh, okay, like I don't know what that is, but I'll go, I guess I need to learn about like funnels. And so I started to learn about funnels and, you know, started using ClickFunnels software. And then from there, a lot of my clients and prospective clients were like, okay, cool. Like you can do like copy and funnels, but I also need like Facebook ads. And I was like, okay, I guess I need to learn Facebook ads too. And then as I was like interacting with the Facebook ad platform and with the Facebook platform, I started to notice this new thing called chatbots and like Messenger, and specifically the ability to, not like the standard Facebook Messenger where it's like your personal profile, but like a business messenger and kind of like being able to run ads directly to that. And I noticed it and I was like, this is really, really, really cool. I don't understand why people are not doing this. So this was kind of at the beginning when like most people just did not even know that it was there. Like I literally just stumbled on it by accident.
Yeah.
And I started bringing it up to like my current clients and then also started offering it as a new thing to like new prospective clients. And yeah, so it literally was like that transition from like my like current clients were like asking like, hey, do you also do this thing?
And yeah. So
eventually led me to that.
From being just simplifying what this is and how it's used, try to explain to everybody how someone would opt in for you to get permission to be able to communicate, and then explain to them what it actually looks like when it's being used. So for anybody that's never used it before, understands what you're talking about.
Yeah. So it's really easy to explain visually. Like if you can just picture like a text conversation with like your friend or with your mom or whatever, it literally like looks like that. So you're typing into, you as the end user are like typing out like whatever you want to type out. And then there's literally like another person responding on the other end, only in this case, it's like an automated bot. However, you can also have, a lot of people don't know this, but you can also be like inside your Facebook page and you can be like one-on-one real human, like responding to them too. So you can set up both automations and have that one-on-one as well.
Right. So you focus on the automation with the bot, but it's very similar to today when you go into your Facebook account, you can message somebody. Like if you and I were going to talk, I go in, I pick your name and I just write you a message. And then inside Facebook, I'm able to communicate with you directly. And that's what you're doing, but you're utilizing that through the business end, right? And ultimately the way that people would get some permission to do so is someone lands on somebody's funnel. And then when they're signing up, you can either have a widget of the Facebook Messenger that's sitting on your funnel that someone would check and give you permission. That person would have to be logged into Facebook and then they would accept saying, yes, you have the right to communicate me through Facebook, almost like they're becoming friends, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And yeah, so you can do it that way. And also a lot of people run ads now, run ads directly to Messenger. So Facebook has now made it possible to run like Facebook ads and like that link up directly to Messenger. So when someone clicks on it, it'll like, you'll send the bot a message and the bot will like reply with whatever it is, with like a lead magnet or a video or a webinar or whatever.
Amazing. So you can buy a Facebook ad, someone clicks on that ad, and does that immediately open up communication between you and the customer, the person clicking?
Yeah. And it's super powerful because it keeps them on, kind of like the standard way of marketing is like you're clicking away from the ad platform that you're running ads on to like go to a funnel or go to a website or something. But with Facebook Messenger, you're still keeping them on Facebook.
And right. So Facebook and really for Facebook, that. Exactly, right? Like most websites, they don't want to send traffic out from their site to somewhere else. So in this scenario, that makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah, I could see how Facebook would like that as long as you do the right thing. And the other way that I think that some people are using, I know from my side, when people are a performance marketer and they're going and promoting, what they'll do is they'll generate a sign up with a lead magnet. And then what they'll do is they'll send an email to that user that says, click here to receive your bonus or your lead magnet giveaway. And then when the user clicks, they deliver that through the Facebook Messenger bot. And then they're giving them all this cool information. And now they've started this conversation with them through Facebook Messenger. So that's been a cool way. I've seen it being used today. Yeah. So we were talking earlier and you were telling me just from what you've been doing, you just came back from a mastermind and you were telling me that you were working with a client many moons ago where he was very new to the space and he didn't really know much about the industry and you taught him and helped him with his Facebook bot messaging. And now he's really knocking the cover off the ball. Talk a little bit about how that transition and the ease of someone that doesn't understand it on how they can come in and ultimately use this technology in their business very quickly.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a very cool story. So he's now at this point done about $15 million run rate in less than 2 years. So it was... Wow. Yeah, it was very, very fast. And that was the mastermind that I was at. But yeah, so how it kind of all started was, so I have a program, like an online course teaching people how to use Facebook Messenger and how to monetize, basically how to monetize with Messenger marketing. And so he went through that and also like reached out for extra help. And yeah, we got him set up essentially with sort of a Facebook Messenger funnel for his current business. When he started out, he was doing like high ticket fitness coaching. And then after his business like very quickly blew up because he was using Facebook Messenger in the way that like I showed him how to do. And so that quickly blew up. And then he, out of that, like also started teaching business owners in general how to do that as well, because he started coaching other fitness coaches because his fitness coach business blew up so quickly. So then he started having like two offers and yeah, I mean, got well past eight figures in under 2 years.
Wow.
And so that's his, yeah. And so I was at his mastermind this past weekend with a group of his inner circle, and thankfully, I didn't have to pay to be there because all those people paid him a lot of money, but he was really talking me up a lot. And it was really great.
It sounds like it was well deserved. Anybody listening today, if they were able to fast forward 18 to 24 months from now and they're doing $15 million in revenue per year, I think they'd allow you to come
for free.
For free.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll sign you up for that right now. There you go. Here's your free thing. Great. So, in regards to the mini course that you have, where if anybody wants it, they can sign up right here on this page, or if you're listening, you can go to messengerbotsecret.com. Tell us a little bit about what's in the course and what you're introducing to people that don't know about the Facebook messengers and just messenger bots in itself, of how they can use this course and apply it to their business.
Right. So in terms of like performance marketers and performance marketing, it's really going to teach you how to, well, one, understanding kind of at a high level, like where messenger marketing fits into kind of the broader marketing space and why it's really, really essential now, especially with, I mean, with email kind of getting, everyone's email inbox is just like cluttered now. So not that email marketing is dead by any means, but you really got to be like following up with people in other ways and you've got to be kind of surrounding them, right? And so Messenger really allows you to do that in a way that's, I mean, obviously, you know, any marketer could take advantage of it potentially, but as long as your intentions are good and everything, like it allows you to follow up with people in a way that's much more like personal. And they, if you see like, if you see that red notification number, like on your, in Facebook, like you can't ignore that. Whereas like email, it's like, you can just kind of like push it off to the side. But yeah, I mean, it's going to teach you how to market your products using Facebook Messenger, using automation. So like automated follow-up sequences, as well as how to actually get people into your box. That's a lot of things, or that's a lot of what a lot of people don't understand is how to actually like trigger the initial conversation and to get people kind of like subscribed to your bot. And then also how to follow up. The cool thing is Messenger allows you to send broadcasts, much like an email broadcast, like real time. And so you can also do that too.
It's great. And it's not intrusive like some of these other products that are just hitting up your phone or anything like that in like SMS or if you don't want it, but that's cool.
Yeah.
That's,
So
someone can get this course and then ultimately apply this to the business pretty quickly. And if you're a performance marketer, that's great. You could also use this similar to the way that you're currently doing it, where you can learn how to use the messenger bot, set up the messenger bot, set up automation, manage that whole process, and like you can create a coaching business, a training business, or just set your own course up to teach other people how to do this so that you can generate some revenue while you're working on your business, right?
Yeah, totally. And so this does really, really well for like any sort of high ticket offer, because typically a lot of people will need more like human interaction, right? Before making a really big purchase. So the client that we were just talking about, again, that was a very high ticket offer or a couple different high ticket offers. And it does really, really well in that situation.
Yeah. And in that, just understand when you're dealing with a high ticket and you're setting up these chat bots that are automated, you can also have a team standing by that's live communicating with these people with the goal of trying to get them to fill out an application, or are you getting the phone number on the Facebook Messenger and then they're dialing out on the user?
Either. It kind of depends on, yeah. So you can have either. You're absolutely correct. You can have people, like you can have a team inside of your, or kind of like on the back end of your Facebook page and like responding to people within the chatbot. And it's just however your sales process works. So if you have an application, then you can have those conversations with the goal in mind of getting them to fill out that application. Or if it's just a calendar booking page or something where they're just booking the call, you can also do that. And you can also just get their phone number right away inside of Messenger too, if you'd rather go that route.
That's awesome. And in regards to volumes, you know, I'm thinking about it as you start to get this going, and it's fine when you have 5, 10, 100 friends. What happens when you get up to, you have 100,000, 500,000, 1 million, 5 million? I mean, how do you communicate with so many people at one time? Is there limits on how many messages you can send at one time? What happens if 15 to 2,500 people are responding all at once? Like, how do you handle all of that?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's a very real question that this client over the past weekend, though, his whole team is dealing with. So it's currently, the inbox can get cluttered quickly if you have a very large subscriber base. And so he was teaching us a little bit about how he has like, I think about 5 people just in the Messenger inbox alone, like not even including his phone sales team. So they had to come up with a way, because Facebook doesn't have a super clean way to kind of like manage the inbox and manage the conversation. So they have their whole like own process saying like, hey, like I followed up with this person and I left it here, so someone else pick it back up. But it literally, yeah, right now that's kind of how you have to do it.
So if you're getting messages where it's not set up in an automated way, when they're communicating with five people, how does someone log in to that account? Can you be talking to five different people at one time?
Yes. So,
and they're all logged into that one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can just have different, it all runs through your Facebook business page. So the same page that you would run ads with. And you can have, multiple different admins and multiple different people, you know, who are within your business have access to that page.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I mean, from my experience, the response rates from Facebook Messenger outperform pretty much any media that I've been working with, from, you know, display ads, email. I mean, the click rates, the engagement is just skyrocketing, and it's personal and it's great. And there's no one hiding, you know, who's hitting you up. So I think it's something that everybody should be doing. And for today, for you coming on, which I really appreciate, by the way, and I recommend you, I think you're a genius at what you do. And I personally work with you, and we'll continue to do work together. So I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Today, we're going to give a little gift out to somebody who you've seen, based on questions you've had from all of your clients. You put together a little sheet that we're going to give to everybody to sign up at messengerbotsecret.com.
Yeah. So
tell them a little about it.
Yeah. So one of the number one things that I noticed people asking me, not necessarily, you know, like high-end clients, but people who were kind of just following me, like wanting to do a similar thing to what I do. They were always asking me, okay, Nico, like, what do I charge for a bot? Like, I want to be building bots for other businesses and for other people and clients just like you. So like, but what do I charge? Right. And so I was getting that question repeatedly, like over and over and over. So I created the definitive chatbot seller pricing sheet. And what this sheet is literally just a 2-page PDF that's going to spell it out for you. It's going to say exactly what to charge your clients or your new prospective clients for each specific thing as it pertains to chatbots. And also it kind of depends on what industry your client is in and what business model they have too. But I literally like just spell it out, like, here's what to charge them. Here's what you're doing. And that's based off of what I have done in the past and what I do. So,
wow, that's great. So that sounds, yeah. I mean, so now ultimately what you've done is you're giving away free this sheet that lays out a model on how to run a business. And even if you don't know anything about the chatbot, you can then go and buy your mini course and take a quick few days to watch your videos, try to get a good understanding of how this all operates, and you could be in business in a pretty quick period of time, in addition to if you're promoting other offers on the performance marketing side. So that's awesome. And yeah, cool. So, you know, sign up here, messengerbotsecret.com, messengerbotsecret.com. You can sign up and get all this stuff. That's awesome, Nico. Listen, I appreciate you and your time and you sharing your knowledge with all of us. And I look forward to working a lot more with you, man. You're awesome. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Absolutely, Eric. Thank you for having me, and really appreciate you sharing me out to your audience. It's been great.
Of course. All right, man. Have a good day. Take care.
All right. All right. You too, Eric. Right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.